So what we're doing is coming into our advanced orchestration. So in other words, when we signal a readiness, so again, it has to do with our intention. As we attend to be stirred, what seems like old hat yesterday, it's like, yep, here are the karmic winds, here's the fear, here's the whatever it is. But it's oh God, the energies coming through me are so beautiful. It's of different sequencing because, again, it has to do with our intention of arrival, because we've all committed to prior circumstance. In English, we're walking out, they're saying our pitter-patter, so our footsteps, and what appears to be a typical linear life. But there is nothing typical about our life at all, because what we've done is we've stirred our alma mater. In other words, we've signaled our readiness to return to our light, to bring forth broad stroke destiny. So this is to show truth, to the many. So the more that we understand that, like, we're out in field testing, we're out learning how to hold our light, how to hold our proper our diction, how to align ourselves with our truth, that what may feel like, yep, here we are again, this is what always happens, the more we can understand that we're fulfilling our destiny, that there is nothing common or similar or ordinary about our current predicament, our current circumstances, compared to yesterday, because we've awakened from our slumber. So the more we understand that we're learning how to assimilate at last with our true endeavor, with our light, then everything that's coming up is for preparation. So to make things, they're saying, neat and tidy. So in other words, to clean up yesterday, where we would fall into the abyss, where we would fall into old patterns. So as we will allow ourselves lift off, in other words, it has to do with our day of reckoning. It has to do with how we perceive all occurrences. So we want to remember the power of perception. We want to remember the power of true engagement, because as we will sign off on our readiness, that means it's not a typical day. It's not an average stumble or perhaps even fall, that it's advancing us to our new tomorrow. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our high notes. So our high notes are our advanced self. It's our higher self merging with our essence. So our high notes is, yeah, been here, done this a million times, but it seems like I have a little bit of greater strength than before. It seems that I have love's advantage. In other words, it's the same, but it's not. It's the same, but there's a quickening. But it's the same, but I'm a bit stronger. It's the same, but I'm not just so easy to go backwards anymore, because we're already entitled. So what is advancing, what's occurring, is an assimilation of higher degrees. So this is our higher self. This is our, you are so funny. You want to come up, you don't. This is our higher self that is knocking on a door. It's almost like my dog, like, you know, I want to go on your lap. So again, it's recognizing this orchestration of relevance. So again, it has to do with our frequency, our light. We're being shown the truth. We're being shown the open door. We're being shown the hologram where we're igniting our flame. It may be, hey, we haven't gotten our breakthrough yet. We still have whatever it is. But what we're learning is how to reassemble the parts. In other words, how to reframe, how to tune to our light, because this is what's going to transform our very existence. So again, remember, everything's frequency, everything's energy. So what we're signaling of a quick change is our own divine inheritance, our own divine nature. So the more that we understand that it's a different day, it's forecasting a new tomorrow, will join in with the quickening at last. So as we will receive our province, as we will receive our holy notion. So the holy notion is energy. It's light. How do I put some words? Like they keep saying like future engagement. So we want to remember is what we're going to create, manifest, and what we would perceive to be a future moment is actually being stirred, is actually being poured in the very now present. So imagine a master painter. He's collecting the paints. She's collecting the paints. Perhaps the masterpiece is not on canvas yet, but the very act of collecting those paints, it's like the painting is in those paints. So as you will receive your true revelation, the Shami Excalibur, so there is energy that is being, that we're being supported with. And when I receive it, quickening is just the best word to explain this, because there's a vibrational note. There's a vibrational note that is calling us. And it's a very familiar note that we all recognize. So we're learning how to turn a deaf ear to fear. So it's sort of like, yeah, it's the old energies, been there, done that. But coinciding is our new gifting, is our new relevance, is our new homecoming. And so again, I've got a peacock, it's our symbol for enlightenment. And so again, the enlightenment isn't hocus pocus. It's who we are in our truth without former engagement. So these energies are stirring us or promoting us into our highest advantage. So as we will receive our divine offering, they're saying we scream and shout, it's so cute. It's just like a little Beatles thing. So it's like we stir in readiness, we stir in excitement, we stir in union, we stir in celebration. So whatever is ready for advancement, just have this feeling of ease, have this feeling of new energy, new accommodations. So it may look the same, but it's not vibrating the same. So we're allowing that quickening, we're allowing that stirring, we're allowing that ever-present consent to bring forth victory. So again, remember, our linear self doesn't understand how victorious we're about to be because we've been playing without. So what we're allowing is new entitlement, new advantage, new information, new promotion. Well, I'm really eyeing that girl or guy or whatever it is, and we don't even understand who's actually going to come knock on our door. We just don't even understand what we've pledged for, because again, we're choosing the light. We're not choosing our old dysfunctional patterns, which is what you may be watching passing by, like, ooh, that energy is familiar. So may not be romantic, it just whatever. They're saying play the field. They don't mean dating. What they mean is everything in our field, everything we experience in our personal affairs is ready for movement, is ready for advancement, is ready for new engagement. Again, like equals like, as we tune in to our highest post, everything falls in alignment. So allow these energies to stir you. Allow them to offer new receptivity. So allow this to go, this to come, this to slide over, this to be revealed. Whatever is in due placement, whatever is for our soul's advancement. Someone's like holding on to, like, I gotta have this next step, and you've already learned what you needed to learn. So you're actually gonna bypass what you were praying for. You're going beyond it. You're really like you don't need it. You've already mastered the lesson. So allow that early shifting. Allow your higher self to prearrange. So this would be attachment. So like the prayer would then be this or better. This or better. Whatever's for everyone's best and highest good. So allow the shifting to occur early. Again, we each have support because we are proactively coming upon ascension, coming upon higher focus. So we have lessons to learn, but we have support. Allow yourself to be stirred. Let us receive. Very, very, very beautiful. Very, very, very beautiful.